go on and pull yourself up. We climb, we climb, we climb, we climb down there. They get you down there again and again, forever and ever. Go on and give it a tug. Go on, pull up. I know it's tough, but down there is deeper than deep. That hole is so steep and things are heavier. Here and now the night is calling us. Wave your hands and summon the spirits up.
Hello and welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Hey.
I have Joe with me on my left.
That's
and
me.
James, our special guest, with me on my right.
Hello.
James is filling in once again.
He's back.
He's back.
Back.
Episode 3.
Better than ever.
Episode 3.
Attack of the Clones.
All right, so I guess one of the things I want to talk to you about, James, is I want to just... Do you have any good stories about any of the people that you worked with while you were over in... Where were you stationed, by the way?
Is this security information breach?
We were in the...
I shot a commercial for the CIA while you were gone, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh. I shot one. Joe brought me back this map to the CIA.
It has everything.
It's like intense. There's like all these
names. I'm gonna send to you while you so I don't get in trouble.
Oh, okay. Joe, like... blah, blah, blah. All
right. But yeah, I did shoot a commercial for them. It was interesting.
I know nothing about it.
CIA. So they give you a clearance?
Yeah, it was crazy, man. Like when I went up to the entrance, it was spooky too because, like, I had to load in around 5 o'clock in the morning, but it was all like foggy and misty, so I couldn't see like the whole building.
Did you see the aliens?
Maybe. But it was crazy because like their entrance, like for me, you've probably seen this before, but it was just like a camera that just moved and followed me wherever I went.
What?
And they were like. Name? Or like...
Black.
I was like, yeah, I didn't say black.
Huh?
Like, the voice was like, name. And I was like,
was it a robot?
Joe Carabeo. And it was like, hold on a second.
Wait, is this a real person you're talking to or a robot?
It was just like a camera with a voice.
Camera had a voice.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Was it
a human voice?
Yeah, someone was probably behind that camera. Most likely.
That's like how every day I had to sign into USA Today when I was doing freelance. There was a camera following me.
Yeah, exactly.
And they wrote down my license plate every morning. It's like, really, dude?
All right, so back to James. We're gonna keep on subject this time.
We're in the Al Anbar province of Iraq.
Any good like fun much. Tales that have nothing to do with killing or anything that's safer work?
I don't know. Pretty much all the funny stories that I have are kind of have to do with inside jokes, you know, between me and like other guys that were there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if there's really anything I could tell that would be funny to you guys.
I always remember back in the time.
Folks at home.
The folks at home. Hi, all you guys. Folks at home.
This is like our little fireside chat.
Do you ever listen to this show, James? Like, even the last couple of times when they were online? You should tell your friends.
I don't know where it is online.
You gotta go. If you go to curls-studio.com.
Curls Studio.
And the
hyphen.
And now it'll probably be linked onto astrayproductions.com as well. Yes, plug. And we're trying to get it onto iTunes.
Oh, sweet. What's the line called when it's not a hyphen, but if it's like an underline? What's that called?
An underline?
Like,
isn't it? It's just
on
an
the keyboard. On a keyboard, if you're typing it in, like you hit shift and then
underscore.
The, yeah, underscore. All right.
wait, I'm like, why? What? M dash, N dash, underscore?
Ampersand.
Man.
Ellipsis.
So what do you want to do? Now that you're back. Big question.
The
thing that everyone has on their mind. Well, actually, you can ask me stuff if you want to.
Yeah,
you haven't asked me. You should
we're all asking about you. You're not even asking about
yeah,
all
well,
of
you should. I'm going to let... Guess. Here, for now on, let's switch. I'll let you be the host of the show for this episode.
Well, to answer your question first, I'm taking the month of December off and just relaxing.
All right. Now you're the host of the show. All right. So you're the drive of this whole show, James. We call this the James.
The James Show, featuring Joe and Carolyn.
Yeah, featuring Joe and Carolyn. So you got to do your intro, too.
No, I don't think it's going to happen. It's your show.
don't give him too much power. You got to limit the power.
Yeah, we're switching seats now.
I don't know about that. Keep going. You're doing so well.
James is like,
I don't really want to be
hot. Ask us a question. You never get a chance to ask us. Ask us anything that you
want. We
want to
be interviewed too.
So you guys
that has nothing to do with personal lives.
you guys are the creators of a comic book. What's that like?
See, I think I find it.
What is this?
See,
señor.
See,
Nachos Grande.
So yeah, so the question is, how's it feel to be the creators of a comic book? I think it's fun. It's fun when you have like a. You know, it's fun when you have a partner that you actually enjoy working with, because when I work in like film industry, there's a lot of people that'll come around and they're just like assholes and they're like, I don't want to freaking work with you, but I have to. And it's nice to know that in this situation I don't have to do anything, which means to me, I think that means a lot more, like that I don't have to be making this book, but I want to. So that means something. Do you think that means something?
I'd say it means something.
It means something.
It's gotta mean
Everything
something.
Means something.
Everything means something.
If it means nothing, then you're in the wrong business, right?
Yeah,
now.
But I mean, one of the things that it's really tough creating characters, and it's really tough making stories with those characters. But it's also fun at the same time, because not everyone has like, you know, their music or their creations that they get to have and do whatever they want. Like usually, if like say you work for Marvel Comics and Batman or DC Comics, then you have to. That usually you have to, like, there's like rules that you have to abide to, like Batman can't do this, and then you gotta take your story and you go to like the editors and say, hey, can we have this happen, and you have to approve and this stuff like that. But in this situation, it's just Carolyn and I, and we get to basically do whatever we want with our characters, so that's always good.
So is there ever a time where you go to Carolyn and you say, no, I don't want Toast doing that?
Well, see, there's a difference, though. See, like, Carolyn is in complete control of... See, I'm in control of, like, my section of it. Like, I can throw in ideas to the Curls comic strip. So, like, hey, it would be cool if you do a commentary like this or like that. But she doesn't have to listen to me the majority of the time. But I'm the writer of the comic books and, like, Black Magic Tales and all of that. And that's more collaborative.
I thought that was... I guess I'm lost. I'm confused on what you guys are doing.
Well, see, what we do basically is, in a combination for the comic books, I write the comic books, Black Magic Tales, Kid Roxy,
and a secret project.
And a secret project.
That's not the title of it. But it's coming.
You know, the comic books, but Carolyn's in control of the comic strips. That's like hers. She's had ownership in the copyright of that forever.
But sometimes, like, I'll make a commentary about something and be rambling about something, you know, in everyday life like usual. And Joe's like, that's a good comic book strip.
Yeah.
And then I'll, like,
I'm gonna write a commentary on
that.
See, I think for me...
Basically, he just, like, guides, like, whatever I say.
See, here's the thing is that, like, I always found out... This is my saying. It's like, what I always believed is that it doesn't matter if you made it up, but I can make it famous. You know what I'm saying? It's like... It's like for you when you make up like a catchphrase where you know it's like you found someone else that said something that you're like, wow, that'd be awesome, I'm gonna start saying that too. But see, you're the one who made it famous. You're the one who made it worth something, because you can't copyright an idea, but once you make it into something, it's yours. So I'm always a bigger believer in that. That's my philosophy.
Interesting.
So it's like, well, you made it up, but I'll make it famous. I'll make it better.
But, like, usually I'll just do a commentary and Joe would be like, see, that's perfect for your strip.
And I'll be like, this is how you lay it out. You should do three panels and this will end in that punchline, something like that. And I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Sometimes you say that.
Yes, do it. But she can veto it or not, you know? But a lot of times with the comic book, I can always just, it'll be, like, more collaborative on that aspect.
Yeah. Very well.
I like going to conventions, too, and seeing fans. It's always good to see, like, a lot of fans and... Because there's been a lot of people that have actually been, like, coming back to us and saying they enjoyed the book, so that's always good.
What kind of fans do you guys have?
I don't know how to describe that. Carolyn actually interacts with the fans more than I do.
Well, What kind of people are fans of your work?
I'd say that all the fans are awesome.
So what kind of
fans? What kinds of fans?
Describe them.
All kinds of fans. Like, it's actually, like, I don't really have,
feel like
there's,
small.
I don't touch them. But, I guess, like, our fan, like, I don't know, I don't know if we have a database or, like a, what's it called? A structured demographic for, like, the fans yet. I don't think that there's any, like, type of person. You know, like, when you say, like, oh, who likes the Jonas Brothers? You can be like, oh, young girls like the Jonas Brothers. Or, like, really creepy men on the internet. But, like, I mean, but, like, I don't know if we have, like, a strict, like, oh, these are the types of people that like our books.
So basically, it's for anybody.
It is for anybody.
It's for anybody. Yeah, but there are some, like, a lot of parents that'd be like, oh, my, like, there, you'll see, like, usually, like, dads will bring their daughters to the comic convention, and then, like, the dad will pick up something for the daughters. I've seen those a lot. And then just, like, girls who think that the comics are adorable, those type of girls. And then there's, like, some guys that, like, will randomly find it. Like, just, I think they're just into comics. And then they'll, like, want to check out our stuff. So there's guys, too.
I definitely, like, for me, when I write the books, I don't put it, like, in any other demographic. Like, I'm never writing, like, oh, this will be perfect for, like, the little girls. Or this, the guys will really dig this.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I have. I never thought of any limitation.
I don't think
like
we've
that.
Ever like wrote for a demographic though, too. So it's kind of hard. But you know how some comics you're like, oh, this is really manly, and like guys like this because like Jenna Jameson is in it, and like you
yeah,
know, or
I
like
mean, I remember like I was talking to Adam from the Dollar Bin, mm-hmm. and he was like, yeah, about the Secret Project, is it going to be manly? Like, is it more? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, are you telling me the last stuff we do is not manly? And I was like, have you read the content of the books? The books are actually pretty like. Incredibly like almost racy for that type of angle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been like a
so has Adam
what
so did he read it
what
our books
Adam
yeah
does he read them
yeah I think he does
oh
then but then why did you ask him have you read them
no I didn't ask him have you read them
oh
well actually I did ask him have you read them and he was like yeah you, I guess they can be like that but we're usually gonna chart uncharted territory which I'm usually excited about.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, definitely, you know, like, Powerpuff Girls. Like, that's more angled towards, like, girls.
Yeah.
And, maybe you know, boys can watch it, too. But, you know, it's definitely angled towards a girl angle. And there's some things that are definitely marketed towards certain age groups or certain genres and genders.
Because when you see Jeff Smith stuff, like, yeah, it's cartoony. But I would never think, like, oh, that's for girls.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think, like, there are, like... Like, I guess to be critical of not necessarily our fans, but just people at the conventions in general, there are some guys that, like, will just look at it and be like, that's really cute, and just, like, walk away. And
James,
then, like,
you should come with us to a convention one of these days, man. Or our next appearance is going to be, is it December 21st at
no,
the...
Oh, you're right, December 21st.
Yeah, we're going to be in the Black Cat on December 21st.
The Black Cat, DC?
Yeah. You know, it's
wait,
like
the mic on.
Oh, my fault.
Hello.
Yeah, the Black Cat is in Washington D.C.
Yeah, we're gonna.
It's
we're
by
gonna,
U Street.
We're gonna be. What's? Do you remember what the
I
event?
I think it's like U and 14th area.
But you remember what the event is?
It's called Rock and Shop.
We're gonna be at the Rock and Shop
yes,
at the Black Cat on December 21st.
We should promote this actually.
Which is good. We're talking about it right now.
Very well.
Yes, and
this is actually where a lot of the elite like artists and showcases are gonna be too. So
yes,
it's good
a lot
to be
of
on
the well-known arts and crafts and design people from the DC area will be here, and including El Jefe Design and Dirty Pictures with Anthony, and Daynata Design. And Tina Sea Monster, I believe, will be there. So those are, like, the main attractions, I think. And...
this flew totally over James' head.
So I don't... So, James, will you be there on December 21st?
You come hang out with us.
At 8 p.m.
Sure, why not? I don't think I'm doing anything.
Yes, and we will party it up in D.C. at the Black Hat.
Party it up at D.C. So a lot of people think that, you know, D.C. is full of yuppies.
Is that what people think?
I think that, I mean, from what I've been told...
I don't know what other people think about D.C.
Like,
actually.
Whenever I've seen people move away from D.C. or from our area, there was like, D.C. is full of yuppies, man. You don't want to live there.
The city or Northern Virginia?
Well, D.C. I usually... No.
See, I don't think that the city is actually full of yuppies, but I do think that there are segments in Northern Virginia, really close to the D.C. border, like such as like Crystal City, that is yuppie.
What makes a yuppie person, really?
Yuppie person is like Starbucks and like their little Starbucks. They have gadgets, like their little whatever Crackberry, whatever they want to call it nowadays.
What? The phone I'm trying to look at buying?
No, but like the people in DC though, they're
well,
like,
because my phone is messing up, man.
It's got to be a BlackBerry.
Well, because like
it can't be a WhiteBerry.
All right, so what's been happening recently since the Vince Gill concert, like, you know, last week, is that my phone has been just like dying. It's not the power hasn't died.
It's dying a slow death.
Vince Gill killed your phone.
It's just like
he didn't.
It's just that like the screen, the screen will just like not work. It'll be just black, but it can still like function, ring, and do all that other stuff and pick up the phone. But I can't see what's happening. You know?
Can't see who's calling.
Yeah. And I can't dial.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, you can't dial. You can still push the buttons.
Yeah, I can still push the buttons, but, you know, I can't technically... Oh, yeah, it's true. But it's not like I remember a lot of people's numbers, though. You know what I mean?
Joe doesn't even know my number.
It's tough.
Is that pathetic? No, seriously. Do you think that is pathetic?
How long
James?
Have you had the same number? You talking about your home phone?
Wait, do you know my home phone number?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot what my home phone number is.
Do you know my?
No, I know it.
Do you know my cell phone number?
I know it has. I know the first three. So technically, the first six numbers.
Wait. Okay, so you know my zip code.
Yeah.
James, do you think that's pretty pathetic?
I don't know. I mean, if he's got it stored in his
it's my phone
contacts.
And but the one thing is, you never use your cell phone a lot anyway.
Well, I mean, I guess, but I would just say, like, what if situation? What if some Cloverfield situation happens, and, like, you need to call me, and your phone is, like, all out, and, like, everything is devastation, and, like, I mean, I don't know, and then, like, say you did have access to, like, some type of phone that did work, but your, like, phone that has my number on it does not work, and, like, how are you gonna call me?
I'll find a way.
Okay.
I'm
just saying, like, what if that situation does occur?
I can find someone's number quicker than you even know. My producer skills will hook up so fast.
Okay.
It'll be incredible. I'll be like, I don't know her number, but I can get to it in three clicks, you know?
All right.
James, I don't know that your cell phone number either, man.
So I'm just saying, what if that happens and what if we all are screwed
number.
With the Cloverfield
James,
monster?
What's my James, do you know my cell number?
Yeah.
Damn it.
By heart? Wait, by heart?
I know it now.
No, you don't. You can't look at your phone.
No, I'm talking about memorization by heart.
I know it was like 5712 something.
You can't look at it. See? But that's what's happening with
I'm
all these phones.
The
with all these phones, we
yeah,
just
let's
have
not
to like
give away our number. That might be scary.
Oh, yeah. You might want to bleep that out, even though I only read 4.
That's all right. They're going to figure it out, man. I mean, really, really. But anyway, if I've emailed somebody, they have my number anyway, you know?
I know, but
it's on my tag.
I know
your house number.
I've memorized
that. But the cell phone one, because you scarcely use that.
Okay.
So I'll figure it out. If Cloverfield comes out, have you seen Cloverfield, James?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you told me it was awesome like before I left.
I always tell people this movie is awesome, no matter what.
So James, how many people's numbers do you have memorized? Like, do you go by the phone? Like, I know how it's easy to put in the number and just click, but do you actually have people's numbers memorized? In case of emergency.
Let's see. Not really.
Well, you know what happens, right?
Do you know your home phone number? Because I used to not really. I knew my home, but I used to not know my cell number at first for the whole first year. I'd have to look it up on the phone.
I know a couple people's numbers by heart.
But see, this is what happens for me. Is that like when I'm doing business, and then I'm on like a whatever, doing my job, and someone's like, "Here's my number," and they'll call me. Like, give me your number. They'll dial my number and call me. And then I don't look at their number. I just save it. So it's like, I just have their name. So, like, I never actually look at their number. I just have their name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I guess it's good to have, like, at least two or three people's numbers and stuff memorized.
I know my number. That's all I really... I know my number. Everything else is sort of a blur. As long as
well,
I know
that's good
name.
In case you need to call yourself.
It's hard enough for me to remember people's first names, let alone get to the number.
So do you know people's last names?
No.
So you don't know anyone's name.
It's tough. I know people's faces.
I'm good with faces. I'm really good with faces.
There were several people like in high school like that always came up to me and I forgot. I didn't know their name. And I just had to be like, hey. Oh, I mean, in college like that too. It's like, yeah, man. Remember? There's this time in college where even now where people are like, I know you. I've seen you somewhere. That happens so many times that like I don't know. But I don't know who these people are.
I think it's funny, like in college, I swear, like I don't remember anyone's, very few people's last names from college. But I just remember, like, it's like first names. But then it's like, remember that guy? That guy Johnny from
It's like, who the hell is Johnny?
It's like, it could have been like five people named Johnny. And like, I'm, you know?
Like James, this is all I get. All I constantly get is like, these people going like, oh, you know Jeff? I'm like, Jeff?
Jeff who?
I was like, well, you, it's like, oh, you know my buddy Don? No,
you're supposed to know all these people.
Like I'm supposed to know all these people, yeah. And then they never give me their last name or anything.
Especially in college, dude, I didn't know any. But, very few people's last name.
But even if they told me their last name, it's not like I would remember it in any way.
And then also, like, especially like if you really like kind of lost contact, especially with some girls, and they got remarried now, it's like, dude, they're gone forever. It's, especially if they change their name, it's like you don't know who they are.
Even then. Who cares? I only care about myself.
Well, see, that's the truth, though, man. You gotta watch out for yourself before you can take care of anyone else. So.
You have to look out for number one.
That's something that I still have to learn. Like, I'm learning it slowly but surely. Because I always like to, like, look out for other people before myself sometimes. And now I'm like, oh, I'm learning the hard way, I guess.
Well, if it's like a family member or a close friend, you can look out for them. But anybody else, screw them.
Anyone else who hasn't watched out for you?
Yeah, they're not gonna have your back.
All right, so now that you've returned, James, what is out of all the jobs you had in your life, what is now the worst job you've had? You can measure everything out.
I've had a number of jobs. I worked as a busboy and a cook at Outback.
I saw you join like the Outback of Burke on. Like fans or a group of Outback of Burke
yeah,
on Facebook.
Yeah, one
it's
of my buddies
for everything.
One of my buddies on Facebook is a employee there still.
Additionally,
and she invited me to join the group, so I joined.
What if you rejected it, man? Have you ever rejected a group on Facebook?
I'm not sure. Probably.
All right.
See, I worked there. I did some painting. Well, that was all right. Outback sucked ass. Let's see. What else have I worked? Safeway.
You did the night shift, right?
Yes, that was kind of lame. That was only for like a month.
Oh, in the prison.
Yeah, jail. Jail was alright.
This jail or prison?
It was jail.
What's the difference between jail and prison?
Jail is like where you go when you get arrested. And it's like more short term. And prison's like after you've been sentenced. And
it's like
you
hardcore.
Go to like serve your time. Jail is like more of a holding facility, like while you're waiting to go to court. And like right after you get out of court and you're waiting to go to prison. So yeah, it's jail. So people were coming in and out all the time, like yeah, you had people coming in just staying like one day, you know, one night or whatever. That type of deal. But anyway.
Did you ever like run into someone who you recognized there?
No, because wait a minute. Actually what? Michael Vick was there.
But he wasn't like your friend back in the day. Talking about like if you had a friend that you're like, oh man, sucks for you, buddy.
No.
Dude, Michael Vick sucks. I just heard this week that like he was charged with like killing like I forget how what the number of dogs was, but it was like around 6 or 7.
All right, so someone explained like, to me why sucks. I should care about Michael Vick though. Like, what did he do?
He's a loser.
He sucks, dude. How can you just straight up kill dogs?
Yeah, but besides that, why should I? Like, what does he do?
Played football for Virginia Tech and killed dogs.
Yeah, but what does he do beyond that?
Nothing.
I mean, does he have like 4 touchdowns in single game or something?
I don't know. He's a pretty prominent player.
Sure, he never scored 4 touchdowns in the game.
But he's a pretty prominent player, right? I knew who he was, and
loser.
I don't even pay attention.
He's a loser.
But so he's not like OJ or something like that.
No, oh, he's no OJ.
He's no OJ.
OJ's going to jail.
Did he really get sentenced?
OJ's going to jail.
Wait, so what happened with that? No, I didn't hear about that.
I think they found him guilty on like money.
See, isn't that stupid that he gets found guilty over like stealing his own stuff?
Yeah, because
and then like he killed his wife.
Because what's his face is dead. It's because his lawyer's dead. The good one's dead.
Oh yeah,
that's what happens.
What was that dude's name? He was from this area.
Johnny Cochran. What were you saying, James? OJ's dead. He's not dead. Huh? He's going to jail.
No, that was like the best day of my life. I was in Iraq, and I'm
best day of your life.
I'm sitting there at the computer center looking at the computer, and I go on Yahoo, and it's like OJ is guilty. I'm like, what? Yes, goddamn! So I click it, and I look at the article, and then immediately like I close it out after reading like the first couple of sentences. I'm like, I'm looking around for somebody to celebrate with.
Guys, here, OJ is guilty.
And then
you should jumped up and like, yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah. But the reason I went to the computer center is to find out the results from the Kimbo Slice fight. So then I went on there. It's like, oh, wait, why was I here? Oh yeah, Kimbo Slice. So I went and looked on YouTube for the results. You know, because you know people.
Because he was supposed to be Kimbo was supposed to be facing Ken Shamrock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did I do?
I don't know, man.
I think I went straight to YouTube and looked on there.
You just watch the fight?
And
that's what I find myself doing now is for the UFC stuff. I just wait the next day and just watch the whole fight.
Yeah, you might as well. It's free.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went on there and it's like, Kimbo Slice gets knocked the fuck out. This was like the first thing. So I clicked on it and I was like, wait a minute, it's not Ken Shamrock. And I kept scrolling down and like trying to find something that said Kimbo and Ken Shamrock.
Yeah.
I was like, well, wait a minute, maybe this is it. Yeah, because it had the date on it.
Kimbo gets knocked the fuck out.
And I'm like, wait a minute, this clip's only like a minute long. So I click and I watch the whole thing. I was so happy. That was like the best day of my life.
But you're the one pushing Kimbo on me, man. You're like, you know, Kimbo fucking people up online, yo.
Yeah, but remember I always said that I hated him.
Yeah, but his fight was so like, I don't know, we got to explain to Carolyn. Do you know who Kimbo Slice is?
Is he that guy that was like homeless in Florida?
Yeah.
And they picked him up.
Is he?
He
was like a Hurricane Andrew survivor.
Is that what he is?
he was living in his car for a while.
and then they're like, we'll film you fucking this dude up, man.
Wait, so did they find him on Bum Fights or something?
Tell me, James, did they find him on Bum Fights?
I don't know. They tried to make him like sound like a hero. I read an article about him in ESPN magazine.
Yeah.
Of course they're like, going to make him sound like a hero because then they're trying to make him a worthy story.
Yeah, he's a loser. I don't even care. But they're talking about, they're trying to say that guy, well, that first guy that he fought on online.
Yeah.
They're trying to say that he was like a neighborhood bully and Kimbo was standing up to him and beating him up for the people in the neighborhood. Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's a good story though, man. No, he stands up for that's like, who doesn't want to have a big Kimbo Slice standing up for you, then he gets beaten one punch?
Yeah, then they're talking about him being homeless and stuff. They're like, he could have just resorted to violence and beaten so many people up and taken their money. But no, he was like a bigger man and decided to be homeless.
Oh, man. Look at him now.
Yeah.
Wait, so he, like, lost his house. Is that what happened? Or, like, in the...
Huh?
He lost his house?
Was he homeless before that hurricane?
He chose to be homeless.
I think he went and played football for, like, a year and a half or something at the University of Miami, I think. And then... I guess he flunked out of college or...
Oh, good job.
Dropped out of the team or something. I don't know.
Dropped out of the team.
I don't know. And then became homeless after that.
Me drop out of team, become homeless.
Then Hurricane Andrew just happened to happen at the same time.
That, like, his match, because I was actually looking forward to that match with him against Ken Shamrock. And then the story was Ken Shamrock, like, what, hurt himself while weight training beforehand?
I don't even know.
Yeah, like, Ken Shamrock... Because that was gonna be the big fight of like the night. They're boasting for that. It was gonna be a CBS or whatever deal with Elite XC, I think, right? XC or whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry.
WCW.
But then Ken Shamrock got injured, so they found some random replacement who was on the card before, and he's like, "Yeah, I'll do it. All right." So they had that fight, and the guy like, I don't even know what he did. It looks like he did like the Karate Kid like stance. Like with the one foot, you know,
yeah.
And then Kimbo tried to punch him like down and he like punched him in the face and it was over. He just nailed, he just got on his back and started punching away and that was over. I was like, Kimbo, that's
it's like a big gorilla.
Embarrassing, man.
I don't really get into like that, whatever the, what is it called? The MMA or whatever, fighting.
But like
but I watch the wrestling.
But like that's what I wanted to find out because, you know, Ken Shamrock was in WWE before. And but like I'm like, wow, Ken, you know, like anytime I see Ken Shamrock, I at least know that's a name.
Yeah.
And then against Kimbo Slice with James already pushing Kimbo Slice on me. I'm like, wow, this could be a match because Kimbo didn't face anybody before. So, like, this can actually mean something. And I watch that. I'm like, I just, like, laugh. I'm like, what the hell, man? And then they go bankrupt, like a week later.
Yeah, supposedly they were trying to, that guy that was the fill-in.
Yeah.
Like, they were telling him he had to stand up and fight him, even though he was like a jiu-jitsu expert or something.
Yeah.
Like a judo.
They wanted him to change his style?
Yeah, they wanted him like to punch with Kimbo because
you know, Kimbo can't fight. Because
they wanted Kimbo to win, I guess.
Yeah.
The producers or promoters or whatever. And yeah, so it's kind of funny that he still whooped his ass.
Dude, it was so bad. But see, that's the thing. It's like, well, they might as well just be pro wrestling men. You know, if they're going to fix it like that.
Yeah. So it is. It's WCW.
It's WCW. Now they have this new show with my friend Brian. You should have grabbed that. My friend Brian, who I make films with, he called me up today. And he's like, Joe, have you seen this new show on CMT? I was like, what, you mean the... Yeah, it has Hulk Hogan on it. And so he talked about the Celebrity Championship Wrestling, dude.
What?
It has Screech, has Butterbean.
What?
Has Joey, what's his name?
Lawrence?
Bonaducci or whatever.
Joey Bonifuco?
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
I don't know.
No, it's the Bonaducci guy with red hair.
Bonaducci.
I think his name is Donnie.
Yeah, or whatever. I don't know.
Wait, Donnie. What?
But they're all...
I don't know. The guy, he's like a DJ now, but he was on the Brady Bunch or something.
But
is he
like,
on the Brady Bunch?
I don't know. But it's celebrities.
It's an old show.
It's celebrities training to do professional wrestling.
What, do they actually have matches?
Yeah, they like have matches. That's what he was
Screech.
Telling you about.
You said Screech?
Yeah. Oh, God. That dude, like, seriously,
I don't really... I haven't been keeping up on Screech because, like, who really gives a damn, but, like...
He had his porn out.
Yeah, he had a porn out.
Screech had a porn. I heard about that.
Yeah. Okay. No, but, like...
We gotta get it now.
Wait, no. Who was he with, though? Was he just with a girlfriend or something?
Screech has a girlfriend?
I don't know. I didn't get
no, but, like, because I don't understand... Like, basically, he would, like, really was down on money. He even had to, like... I don't know, he couldn't afford to, like, have his house or something, and then I heard that, this is all just, like, from hearing stuff, little bits and pieces on the radio and stuff, but I heard on Elliot, they were talking about how he was, like, selling his clothes, and basically selling, like, t-shirts, like, and he'd autograph his own t-shirt that he wore or something.
How much you got for it.
God, how does he...
But, like, I'm like, really, you must be pretty down on your money if you're autographing, like, t-shirts.
I mean, it
stuff.
Is true, because you can't...
Yeah, drugs.
What would you cast Dustin Diamond as? He's always gonna
Dustin
be Screech.
Diamond.
You
know, Dustin Diamond.
Is that his name?
Yes, that is his real name.
That's a marketable name. How can you not?
It's I guess a good porn name.
But like, really, Dustin if you have to release a sex tape and sell t-shirts and stuff just to like get by, I don't know. It's kind of low.
It's funny. I just heard about that. Did that happen recently?
What?
Is that old?
Sex tape is probably about a year and a half old.
Oh, really? Because I just heard about it like a week ago or something.
Did you watch it?
No,
well, just checking, man.
I
don't know if you got
look it up online.
If you're able to get it online, or you weren't able to watch, that's not. That,
you guys,
gonna,
I don't. Watch,
am I gonna watch?
I don't
that
even thing? Watch. Why would you? Come on now. I mean, have some dignity. I don't even watch any porn.
The red. We're talking about the
Yet
red.
Yet I know
Ranger
about
porn.
It.
It's like let's look it up.
No.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That episode was like one of my favorite episodes. Because also we were talking about Dean Cain and stuff, and then I love that. Did you ever see that image, James? There's like an image that Danny took when he was sitting here, and it was like the laptop was here, and then we had like some action figure, some wrestling action figure, or like it was like the pink Power Ranger or something, and then we had a picture of Dean Cain like in his Superman cape, and then like some other like that other Ranger porn site or something.
What?
Ranger porn site?
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird.
Oh, yeah, because he did... They said, no, I don't want to talk about it.
Because he turned to gay porn. The Red Ranger.
But,
Gosh, why do we know this? I don't even watch that show. I've never once even seen that.
But this is tough. How does Dustin Diamond not get a job? Would you work with Dustin Diamond?
No.
Oh, well, there you go. I guess that's...
I would probably prefer not to, I mean... But what's up with Lisa Turtle, man? No one ever talks about Lisa Turtle.
Well, what the hell has she done?
Nothing. That I know
she wasn't even a good character in the show either. I didn't like Lisa Turtle. She
who
was
your,
always,
who was your favorite?
I always thought Lisa Turtle was annoying. Like, she was like, if you think
actually,
about
if you think about it, they all were kind of annoying.
Not Zach.
Talking about
Zach is like the
I like
time
the,
out.
What
is going on here? If I can't get my homework turned in, then
And they had Kelly Kapowski.
I always liked that they had certain episodes in the season. I like the fact that they had certain episodes in the season where it would be like, you know, like the recap of the past year or like of like their summer.
Yeah.
And then he would be like, I can't go to, like Zach would be like, I can't go to school today. I guess I'm just going to sit here and like think about what happened over the summer. And they just like do clips of what happened.
What?
Oh my gosh. What was the name of that place that they hung out? Not the Peach Pit, but
the Max.
The Max, yeah. Oh man. I don't know. I don't actually have like a favorite character that sticks out with me for Saved by the Bell.
Were you a fan of 90210, James?
I've seen a number of episodes.
They have a new 90210, like an updated one. I think you'll love it, man. I think you freaking love that show.
Did you see it?
No. Yeah, I did. I watched the first two. Watched the first two.
Is it still the same song?
And now they have like the token black guy is the star. You look at me all weird.
There are no black people in Beverly Hills.
Oh yeah, well he's brought in from the street.
Dude, it's the token.
He's adopted. Really? He has a white family, he's like brought in from the street. And then his dad is the principal of the school.
He's from Alabama.
And the mom is Lori Loughlin from Full House. Becky.
Oh, Aunt Becky.
Yeah.
Rebecca Donaldson.
Rebecca Donaldson.
She's cool because she was married to Uncle Jesse. I was just going to say Uncle Stamos, but then I was like, that's weird.
John
Stamos rules. I just want to announce that.
Uncle Jesse's on ER now, too.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Jesse is the man. Nothing beats John Stamos, or very little in this world.
If you had any one of those guys to come back, who would you want to come back? Who's not already a star?
From what?
Like
show?
You just said, Lisa Turtle from all those shows.
I don't want Lisa Turtle. I don't necessarily want her to come back, but I'm just commenting that she hasn't done anything that I know of. What about Family Matters?
Family Matters, Winslow.
The Winslows.
What about Eddie? What happened to Eddie?
Eddie Winslow. He had that little like lightning bolt carved into his head.
Was that the same guy as Theo?
Yeah, I think so.
His name was Theo. Theo's from Cosby's, man.
No, his name was Theo.
He wasn't the same guy as Theo?
Theo Winslow?
Theo as what?
Yeah, Theo Winslow.
Theo Winslow.
No, Theo Huxtable and Eddie Winslow.
Oh, Eddie Winslow. That's right.
Dude, I'm totally confused.
Theo Huxtable from the Cosbys. Was he the same guy as...
I don't think so.
...as Eddie Winslow?
No. Theo had those dreads in his hair. But he did have his own show on the WB when it was all filled with black time.
Who did?
We Black.
Black time.
that's remember.
They had like girlfriends.
Like it was like Sundays, man. They just have all the black people shows.
That's so bad.
Sister. Did you see that one?
Dude, didn't they? I watched it.
I watched.
Because about,
and they also had Step by Step.
They had the WB had Sister. They had the Wayans brothers.
Girlfriends. I never watched that show, but I always see the commercials and there's this black girl. It basically is like a black Sex and the City, but with a black comedy.
Did you guys watch a lot of stuff over while you were where were you positioned again? I totally forgot. But while you were away, was there something that everyone was always watching? Like, did you have like a movie everyone watched, or
do you have a constant connection with everyone?
Well, some people had these like crazy hard drives that was like a.
So you can bring a computer?
I had my laptop shipped out there. But people were buying these amazing, like terabyte things.
Yeah.
And they could hold like a million movies on them, and. So everybody's getting different movies from each other.
Sweet.
So, like, my roommate, we were living in these little trailer things, like two guys each.
Yeah.
And my roommate, he had, like, 700 and something movies on his.
What?
Yeah, so I was pretty much...
How much you did you watch?
Man. Yeah,
so how many movies did you watch, like, per day?
I don't know. I just... Pretty much any time I had downtime, I'd watch a movie or an episode of a TV show or something. A lot of people were watching, like, One Tree Hill and stuff.
One Tree Hill.
Really?
Who knew that would be popular for Army Men?
What was the wussiest thing you think people were watching? Because I'm not a fan of One Tree Hill at all.
I don't know. I never watched it. I don't even know what it is. But I just remember people were talking about it.
It has,
hey man,
people watch One Tree Hill.
It has the girl. Her name is Hillary Burton. The blonde girl, curly blonde hair girl named Hillary Burton. She's actually from Fairfax over here.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, who cares?
Local and like celebrity. The and like also like that TV show Mad Men that I was talking about. Mad Men.
Yeah.
They have a girl named Joan, like the red haired girl. She used to live in Fairfax as well for high school.
She went to Fairfax High School.
Yeah, she went to Fairfax High School.
Interesting. Let's name all she those was, like famous she was
also,
people from the
She was
area.
Also in the TV show Firefly, which I'm a huge fan of.
Yes,
Firefly.
She was. She was never Mrs. Reynolds.
Never heard of it.
No way, I have heard of it, but never seen it.
Yo, man. I was like, come on, man.
Joan's like, don't you dare get mad about that show.
Do that shit. Don't do that shit around here. I'll kill you.
This place is brown coat country.
Was there something that you were looking forward to doing when you got back here?
Yeah, pretty much done it already.
It's done.
Yeah, I wanted to go out back and get some big blokes and just stuff my face with wings and bloomin' onions, and I did that.
That's about it?
That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it, man.
Really nothing. I don't know. We had a swimming pool over there, so it's not like it was...
You missed it, man. While you were away, I had my own music show, and I produced several movies.
Well...
It's all right though. That's business. This is comfort and friends. That's what it's all about. That's what life is all about. Here's a contact sheet for the movie too, if you wanted to check it out. I just happen to have it in this gear over here. It has all the list of what we're shooting and shit like that. But do 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 do.
So what
See, doesn't it look cool?
Joe, what would you want to do if you went away for, like, a few months?
What's DN stand for?
What's it in conjunction with?
D/N.
Nuts.
D.
It says DN.
Where? Let me see DN. Where?
D, and it all says D next to everything.
D's nuts. I'm telling you, DN.
I don't see what you're pointing at.
On the bottom.
DN? Oh, it's day or night.
I
think it stands for D's. I'm like, I'm gonna take D's, and then tomorrow I'll take nuts. D. That's how it's gonna. That's how it's gonna lay out. I'm gonna take D's, and tomorrow I'll take nuts.
Wait, so what, Joe? What would you do if you were like in James's position? What would the first thing you'd want to do when you come back?
If you were locked up in jail for a year, and you're about to get out.
If I was about to get out,
what would you be thinking about?
I'll be thinking about all the things I miss, and I'll do those accordingly to the first ones I want to do first.
What do you think you would miss?
What would I miss?
Yeah.
If I was in jail? I would miss first be with my girlfriend, and then go down the list.
What would be the first thing you'd want to eat?
First thing I want to eat? Spaghetti.
You probably eat spaghetti so much in jail.
Really? Really? I probably wouldn't miss that as much.
James is like, though. Oh man, like.
It's not good spaghetti.
What do they feed? What do you guys feed the people when you were working over there?
Well, you said the food was good there. So what?
Jail?
No. I was thinking in Iraq.
I was thinking about freaking.
Well, talk about the food in jail, and then talk about the food in Iraq.
It's like just gruel. Straight
gruel. You know all these people like that discussion about like gruel. Like the what is it called when you gruel kill
sandwiches.
When you kill somebody?
Gruel sandwiches.
Like that did something bad. Huh? What is it called when you give someone the chair or something?
Last meal.
Burn them.
No. You burn them.
Oh, okay. Like you know how there's like people that are like in discussions that like they debate like how they shouldn't have the chair and like
death penalty.
Yeah, the death penalty.
Execution.
Yes. You know, some people are, like, against the death penalty, and then they just say, like, for all that cost of, like, the liquids injected and, like, the death penalty, they say, like, it'll be cheaper to have them in jail or something like that for the rest of their lives. But then if they're not spending money on the gruel...
The gruel. What is in gruel?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Just to make sure.
Slop.
Could be bones of the dead, man.
Gross.
Bones of the dead.
Dude, I never want to get in jail.
What would you? All right. What would you have for both of you? What would be in your last meal?
Last meal?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Last meal. Like if you're gonna get the chair.
Like at that point though, like I see like the point of like having you know
you get to
something
you,
good.
But you get to get whatever you want though on
yeah,
this,
right?
Yeah,
but it's like at that point. I think you can, but
not sure. I don't know.
But also, at that point, it's like, really, who gives a damn?
I do.
I mean, but you're gonna die.
Yeah, but I want to have a good meal before I die.
See, but then, like, even at that point, I'm just gonna probably get like nachos from Ben's or cheese fries from Ben's Chili Bowl or something stupid like that.
You want to go to Ben's Chili Bowl, James?
Hell yeah!
Right now?
After this?
Like today?
I don't know.
Shoot, my stomach is gonna be filled with all this random stuff. Well, it's like pho and pie and ice cream.
Yeah, we've had like a lot of.
Up and Sprite.
We've had a lot of. Are you a fan of pho or pho?
I don't know what pho is.
There's a place called Pho King.
Pho King? What? No, there isn't.
Yeah, it's like
it's right by where I work.
It's the Vietnamese like soup.
Pho King.
You know, soup pho with King. Beef and noodle soup.
It's really delicacy. Called pho?
Yeah.
It's like right next to our work.
That doesn't sound that really like Pho King. I had to eat there.
But you pronounce it like pho, right?
Pho King.
Well, I always say pho because I'm like, you know, American.
American.
I pronounce everything American way.
As opposed to, was it Japan anime? Japan anime.
What?
Joe knows somebody that called Japanese animation
Japan anime.
Japan anime.
Damn it.
Oh, man. It's manga, not manga.
Manga.
Konnichiwa.
All right, so you didn't answer my question of your final meal.
I said Ben, like, probably like something from like Ben's Chili Bowl cheese fries with nachos.
What about you, James?
I don't know.
Probably nachos. Be...
Muchos grande.
Maybe like... Well, that's a tough one. Because that's a lot of favorite foods.
It's your last meal, man. You can get them all, right? I'm guessing you know the rules. I haven't...
Well, how much can you get like sides too? Like, could I get like hush... Could I get like hush... Can I get like hush puppies without onions?
like, this is the menu. You can only choose two sides on your final meal.
Probably be something that I can eat a lot of.
Well, can you really... Do you think they can give you anything you want?
I mean, if you were like specific, like saying like, I want this cocoa bean from Argentina or something like that. I don't know if they can really go and get that.
I would like to have hush puppies on mine too.
Right
I
on.
Guess I wouldn't. I guess I wouldn't have spaghetti though. As if you said it, that's all you have is spaghetti.
Hush puppies. No, it'd be like.
And hush puppies are damn good.
Your final meal, James. What would it be?
Get hush puppies.
That's the worst feeling. I think it sucks.
We're already like planning our deaths. Or
what I hate is that like whenever I have to stand up in front of like you know a fast food place or whatever, and I have to think about what I'm gonna eat. And everyone is like waiting for me. I hate that because they're going
to
judge.
That's when we always say go ahead to the other people.
Yeah, but then I still got they're going to judge me for what I'm going to eat. That dude's going to get too many fries or some shit. Oh, he's only ordering off the dollar meal.
I don't like it when I'm like in the drive-thru and I can see that the people behind me have their window down.
Yeah, they're waiting. Like,
I don't want to. You know how you kind of like have to yell in there?
Yeah, man. That's so lame. I hate that. They have this new. I don't know if it's not a new thing anymore, but Carolyn and I used to be addicted to the at Wendy's. They have this crispy chicken sandwich for 99 cents. It tastes so good, man.
What? Wendy's?
Yes.
Do they still have it?
Yeah, they still got it.
Oh man, it's good, James.
Spicy chicken.
Spicy chicken.
I swear to you.
99 cents.
Yeah, 99 cents.
I don't know it's if like it's spicy, but
you might need. I don't know if you like James. I don't is probably the type spicy. Of guy that can take two. I don't think it's that spicy because I can handle it. It's not that spicy.
But really, no.
But
one
no,
can
it's
take
called like it's kind of like that southern fried chicken sandwich.
Oh, like kinda, home style.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, but who really gets just one sandwich? I mean, I mean.
But like, I could probably eat two, but like, some if I already ate some earlier, then I'll get one. But James seems like he might need two.
Yeah, I always get extra.
Didn't you guys actually eat like the triple stack? Over at Wendy's, you and like David and all that. David?
You call him David?
I'm sorry.
Who calls him David?
I said husband.
Did
you guys eat like the triple stack over at Wendy's? Did you eat the triple stack over at Wendy's?
I've had the triple stack before.
Man, that thing must be like massive.
They have like the Baconator now. It's like, I think it's three burgers and then it has like a million strips of bacon on top.
Dude, I can't.
I think it has like 20 strips of bacon or something. Like that. Ridiculous.
I can't do that, man.
All you can taste is the bacon.
It's just crispy. You
can't even taste the meat.
I don't even really
the burger.
I don't really even eat bacon by, you know, for breakfast or anything.
But you like bacon, right? Like you don't like it? I thought you moderately liked it. Like I didn't know I that you
like,
disliked.
I don't like. Recently, I don't like looking at bacon and being like, "Wow, I'm gonna eat that."
See,
I'll eat like pork or sausage or something.
I didn't know that you disliked bacon in that way.
It's just recently.
Okay.
What I'm thinking about, I'm looking at it, I'm like, wow, I don't really
you know
eat that.
You know what? This is like an honest confession. I'd say in the past year, I don't know what's wrong with me, but like sometimes when I look at meat, I don't really like it as much. Like I'll still eat meat, but it's like I don't know. It's not that I've been having, like, difficulty or anything, but it's just not as appealing to me as it's been in the past.
What can they do to make it more appealing to you?
I mean, I don't like the fat, like, edges on it. I don't like eating, like, fatty meat.
I don't like eating fat.
Well, yeah, because it's like, you know. I think I've eaten less meat this year. Maybe that's why I'm a little bit skinnier. You think that has anything to do with it? I don't know.
Probably.
But, like, no, but, like, because I haven't really eaten, it's not, like, a conscious effort to, like, eat less meat, but it's just, like, it's just not as, like, appealing to me anymore. Like, I don't know. Like, breaded chicken stuff, like, that Wendy's, like, looks good to me.
I like chicken. Sometimes,
but.
Yeah. I actually haven't had steak in, like, a long
ass
time.
Actually, chicken is, like, pretty good for you. Like, chicken's probably the healthiest meat, I think, or one of, you know, I don't know. I'm not, like, a expert, but. But I don't know, I'm just saying, like, that, like, meat, for some reason, is just, like, not as, like, appealing recently. And also, I don't eat as much. Like, because I used to, like, really eat a whole lot, but now I've, like, just, like, in my head, I'm like, I don't really need to eat all this. Like, I'll just eat until I'm full, but I won't, like, overeat. Because in the past, I used to overeat.
You just blow up.
Yeah, it gets uncomfortable to the point where you're, like, bloated, and you're like, oh, man, I ate all this stuff. It's kind of, like, not worth it to me anymore. Yeah, but you guys are all into the eating competitions and stuff. I just kind of toned down this year. I'm just like, you know, it's not really worth it to, like, overeat.
Well, just depends on who you ask.
Is it worth it to overeat, James?
Yeah, sometimes.
Be all round and stuff.
Just undo your belt buckle and just.
Because it's like, I don't know, I don't want to do that anymore.
I guess it's just one of those things. Because you used to eat just a whole bunch of chips and stuff like that, right?
Chips.
Chips.
Yeah, I just used
chips.
To...
chips.
No, I mean, because, like, sometimes I could, like, especially in college, just, like, eat a whole bag of chips. I don't do that anymore. Or at least I hope not. I've been monitoring what I eat. So
December,
that's good.
December 21st.
December 21st?
December 21st.
8 p.m., the Black Hat. Washington, D.C. It's near, like, 14th and U-ish.
It's the Black Cat. If you've ever been to a show in D.C., you know where it is.
Yeah, if you're, like, anywhere, like...
Off of 14th.
If you're, like, anywhere, like, knowing anything, you probably have been to the Black Cat before. If not, you can come join us and be cool.
I want to one day get Bovey on this show. James, what would you think about that?
Oh, we can go over right now to the, to the freaking bowling alley and find him and bring him back here. Hostage.
That's an idea. We're gonna have to leave you guys with that idea.
And we'll go.
Would you be here, James, if we get Bovey to get here?
Yeah.
James, when was the last time you saw Bovey? Or talked to him in any way?
Probably like in 2003. August 2003.
We'll get him. We'll get him.
You saw him live and in person?
We'll get him.
Yeah.
Where?
My house.
Okay. No. I don't even remember.
We'll leave you guys with that note.
All right. Bye, guys.